I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso. All of these countries have met with Eyes on Alliance. All of these countries also have a concerning lack of gospel presence and church support. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations explains.
It's way easier for the church to resource things in sub-Saharan Africa, where you don't have to deal with the adversity and challenges of radical Islam. And I think because of that, we just haven't taken on these difficult fields.
God has a plan to reach the entire world with his message, but his plans are also intensely personal and intimate, and our prayers should follow suit.
So as we're praying with knowledge to the Lord of the harvest, we're naming those people groups that Jesus died for.
And yes, it's January, but why not take a break from thinking about bleak winters and start making summer plans? Nuna of Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says they're looking for volunteers to help at their summer camp.
So we're looking for people who are believers, who are ethically good, and who are available to do whatever. So they have to have a servant heart.
These summer camps give kids a chance to join specialized activities, but they're more than just fun events.
Summer camps are a great time to evangelize, because during the summer camps we have Bible stories, we have for the unbelievers, the Muslims especially, we talk about the prophet's story, just to get to Jesus' life.
If you're interested, we can connect you with a link at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.